Climate change may pose some major problems for humans, but for bugs, it's a playground on steroids. Johanna Yurick reports that warmer, longer summers are setting the stage for some new insect players in Alaska.
Have you noticed some dead alders in South Central Alaska recently? That's not the work of moose. It's the green alder sawfly, a new species in Alaska. And it's kind of a mystery as to how it got here.
It's not found in any other areas.
Michael Racy is the integrated pest management technician with the Cooperative Extension Service. He says the sawfly may have arrived on a ship.
Just found a suitable environment and was able to get established without many people even noticing it. Who notices defoliation on alder for the most part?
A hiker might notice, but most of them wouldn't think dead alders a problem. Just less brush to battle through. But alders are very important ecologically, a keystone species. They feed moose and help keep the banks of streams from eroding, among other things. At a recent conference organized by the Alaska Botanical Garden, Racy showed pictures of parts of South Central Alaska where streams were lined with dead gray alder brush. But even as close as your garden, the impact of climate change is easy to see. The longer growing seasons mean many things that were marginal 20 years ago are now thriving. But so are the bugs. Last summer, little green looper caterpillars were everywhere in South Central Alaska, defoliating birches and willows alike. Away from the traffic, you could hear them grinding away at the greenery. They weren't imports. They were locals taking advantage of the longer, drier summers.
Last year was just a boom year for them. I mean, we were just inundated with calls. Then there was all these moths that were flying around everywhere. I mean, it was amazing. And they flew late into the fall as well. So they were still flying in October. You know, just given the sheer amount of moths that were flying last fall, I think gardeners should expect to probably have a lot of looper caterpillars this springtime.
The Arctic is particularly susceptible to insect infestations. Boreal forests and tundras simply don't have as many different kinds of species of plants as more temperate biomes. That means they can act a bit like monocultures, in that when dry, hot weather weakens them and swings the balance to an insect, huge areas can be affected very quickly. That's what happened in the 80s when the spruce bark beetle stopped being a bit player in the forest and took center stage, turning much of the forest into acres of dead trees.
The perfect storm as far as an insect that went from obscurity to now it's the main character.
Since then, our average temperatures have continued to climb, prompting foresters and agriculturalists to worry that if an invasive species like the Asian gypsy moth were to get a foothold here, the devastation would dwarf the damage caused by spruce bark beetles. The state and Cooperative Extension have set up traps to try to detect invasive species early. Racy says they have already caught an Asian gypsy moth in Fairbanks.
Actually, the egg mass or the larva or the adult was actually brought up on an RV, and then the RV stopped at a campground or at a park, and then it flew to one of our gypsy moth traps. So let's trap there more often next year just to make sure that they haven't become established.
Officials hope they can prevent the worst of the invasive species from damaging our forests, but they can't be everywhere in our vast state. They need the help of gardeners and observant residents. Cooperative Extension has set up a website to help citizens keep an eye out for strange bugs. I'm Johanna Yurick.